What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for a trailer recap. It's something that it just came to our minds right here. And when I say our minds, all the way from Los Angeles, Miami, and Atlanta, Georgia, because we're going to say Atlanta, because I do not want to say where you're from, because it's scary. First, we'll start off with scary person. Brancy, what's up, Brancy?
I'm fine, Meg. How about you?
I'm doing good. I know it's a little late over there. It's a little after 10 o'clock. I know that you have to put cream on your face and shave your legs and all that girly stuff. So I thank you for taking the time to do this. In Miami, we got Tweedledee and Tweedledum-dum-dum-dum. We got Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
Long time no talk.
I know.
Just so busy. And we got your little niece who is actually now moving into the sixth grade, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Sixth grade, Brianna. What's up, Brianna?
Hi.
What's up? What's going on?
Hi.
You haven't sent me any Snapchats lately. What's going on?
Yes, I have. I asked you when the show was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot to look on that. That's what, okay, yeah, never mind. You're right. And all the way from Los Angeles, the West Coast, we got Jesus, a.k.a. Ralph.
Where did Ralph come from?
Ralph, I know you're trying to play it off, but ladies, something to do with Donald Trump, and Jesus doesn't want to be called Jesus anymore because he's not going to be able to get any jobs, so he wants to be called Ralph.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that means, but Jesus, thank you for joining us. The reason we decided to get together was that San Diego Comic-Con, none of us, unfortunately, were able to go this year. But there was plenty of videos. There's plenty of everything online. And one of the things that they showcased was the Walking Dead Season 6 Comic-Con trailer. So I texted everybody, and I was like, y'all want to talk about the trailer? Let's watch it, and then we can give our reaction. And the girls were like, you're so cool, Mike. That's so awesome. You know what?
I wish
I could be your boyfriend forever and ever. I was like, sorry, ladies. I'm married. Can't do it. And Jesus was like, right on, brother. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the trailer. I'm going to play the trailer. I'm going to watch it. And then all you guys are going to watch it. And then we're going to talk about it. And then we're actually going to do Fear the Walking Dead, also premiered at San Diego Comic-Con. So we're going to talk about that trailer real quick, too, as well. So, ladies, everybody has their trailers ready. I have mine ready. I'm going to push play. I'm going to start watching it. And then we'll talk about it. Here it is.
You both started out in the same place. You can't come back from this. I know you can. You can.
Good people, they always die. I'm a killer, Rick. And you are too. Rick?
The people in here, they've been inside from the start. They haven't had to survive.
And they just don't get it. They can't. I don't take chances anymore.
And you shouldn't.
Listen.
We'll make this work.
Keep this place safe.
Help us!
Keep our families safe.
So we're all supposed to just fall in line behind you.
We're doing this now! We're not ready! Open now!
How many more of us have to die before we do something?
Rick is dangerous!
These people, they gotta take care of themselves. Feel different about it?
Yeah, I do.
I know, Rick. I can stop. We have to.
Scared. You should keep an eye on her.
She's in charge. You're in charge now.
When I was a child, I heard voices.
The world isn't what you thought it was. You don't know where you are anymore.
Sing and some would scream.
But you still know your way.
You soon find.
What life looks like now.
I learned the voices.
We have to fight it. Because if we don't, we die.
They're coming.
He's faced it. We are going to trust him. All of us.
If you choose in this life, you will die.
Gotta keep moving!
You get the hell out of here and you don't ever come back.
Really think you're gonna take this community from us? From Daryl? From Michonne? From Glenn? From me?
Don't do it, man!
They're coming!
Do you have any idea who you're talking to?
You see that? How many people out there?
Here's the deal. You don't say shit, and I don't kill you.
I know you think I am.
Jesus, Brancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My nipples got hard. And I'm not going to lie. When I first watched this trailer, I didn't let it keep going towards the, I didn't get to see this end part with Daryl.
I didn't see it either.
This was. Okay. So I'm going to go to you, Kristen, Brianna, first. Just in a nutshell, how are your emotions right now?
Daryl, I don't like that shit.
Okay, got it. What else?
I don't know. What's his face is pissing me off? Morgan.
Really?
He looks like a two-faced little shit.
He's a Buddha. He's a Buddha.
Nah. Okay. I don't know. He's telling Rick one thing and then telling everybody else another thing. I don't like it.
So for what
I liked Morgan.
Okay, so as of the trailer right now, you're not a fan of Morgan.
Not at the moment, no. And I did like him, mm-hmm. and I was glad he came back, but mm-hmm. I don't know. After seeing this, I'm like on the fence.
Okay, Brianna, any thoughts?
I think Rick is going crazy.
You think Rick is going crazy?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Rick crazy, or do you don't?
No.
All right. That's it? That's all you have to say? Rick is going crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. The whole entire, okay, got it. Brancy!
Morgan definitely looks like he's seen some shit.
Yes.
He's seen some hardcore shit. I don't know what's going on with him. Everybody's been waiting for him to come back, and now he looks like, I don't even know. I can't trust him.
Wow! That is crazy. Well,
I want to trust him, but I don't like this sneaky shit.
Wow! Okay, that's interesting. Whoa. That's interesting.
They could be making it look like one thing, though, because, you know, trailers will do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll trick you.
Exactly. Now, real fast, Brianna, do you, hearing both of them, do you see that about Morgan, or are you just like, Rick's crazy?
Yeah, I'm just like, Rick's crazy.
You don't think Morgan is being two-faced?
She's like, who's Morgan? Rick's crazy.
I know Morgan. I don't care about him on the show.
Wow.
I don't care about him.
Okay. Now, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Brancy, were you cool with that? Or anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, Jesus.
What's up?
Thoughts after you watched it? This was your first time watching it, correct?
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen that.
Okay.
And I see a lot of the comic in there.
Okay.
And I do think that they're just trying to make it seem like it's Rick against Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Because have anybody else read the comics?
No.
No?
I think I have 14, 15, and 16 on my desk in my bedroom. But it's been so long since I read them. I've been meaning to read them all over again.
I think this is either 15 or 16.
Okay. See, I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, and yeah, Morgan does go a little crazy, but he doesn't go up against Rick.
So you think it's just the editing?
Yeah, I think it's just the editing. But once again, you know, Daryl's not in the comics, so he might play a bigger factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anybody's going to go up against Rick, it's going to be Daryl.
Well, I mean, with the way they were doing the editing, it was like Rick's talking to somebody saying, do you really think you're going to take this from Daryl, from Michonne?
Yeah, but I think it's the new group, the Wolves.
Okay. Yeah.
Because in the comics, the Wolves get into Alexandria.
Well, thanks for ruining it for some people that didn't know that.
Gosh. Spoiler alert, Ralph.
That's the comics. You don't know. I don't know if that's what's going to happen in the show.
Well, it's true. I mean, yeah, in the comics, the Wolves get in there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You never know. So that's it. So that's it? I would have thought you would have came out like...
philosophical.
Yeah, I thought he would have broken it down. You know?
Wait, what happened? Rick is asking Daryl if he feels different.
Yeah, I think Daryl is becoming more a part of the community than everybody else is because he actually has a meaningful job and he's helping out. They've accepted him the way he is, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all he's ever really wanted. Same thing with Michonne.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to end up well for him.
Yeah. Who knows? He might be gone in the first couple of episodes.
No! Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Well, you know, you never know. I mean, because at the end of that, I when it started going black on the trailer, I was about to stop it and start talking. And then I heard talking, and I'm like, oh, damn. I didn't even see this part here. So it's obvious that Daryl gets put into some weird position, which is probably freaking out the internet. Prime example, look at Kristen, how she's acting. You know? Yeah. So I don't know. Anything else?
I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I mean, better zombies. You see that one that's very decayed already.
Yeah. So you're
the trailer was mostly Rick and Morgan. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it was.
What else are you gonna say?
Yeah, is it gonna be them up against each other, or is it gonna be them, you know, kind of leading the group?
See, that's
what's gonna suck too is that they're gonna try to train these people who have no idea how to defend themselves.
See, for me, one, I think it's an explosive trailer. I think me and Jesus were talking when we did the recap for The Strain, and I was telling him, I was like, to be honest with you, I was more excited for this than I was the newest trailer for Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
And some other trailers. But this one here, I mean, you see Carl walking down the street and his chick's hugging another kid. Is Carl going to go ape shit on this kid and kill him? You know, I don't, you know, Rick's girlfriend is now saying Rick's crazy.
Well, no, his girlfriend's kid is saying that he's crazy.
Well, did she say that Rick's crazy or Rick's dangerous or what? I thought she did. She said something.
No, that's her son saying.
No, her son said it and then she said it.
Did she?
I think so. I have to watch the trailer again. Well,
in the comic, she's all with Rick. I mean, she...
Jesus Christ, that's the fucking comic. It's just good bringing up the comic. Okay? We don't know.
There's a lot of stuff that I hope does happen that happened in the comic.
Well, I don't know. I'm so excited for season 6. October 11th is the return. Yes. And I cannot freaking wait. And I know that all of us are going to be recapping the show.
Yep.
And Amy... We've all took an oath, and we all decided we played a game of Survivor or Big Brother, and we all voted Amy out. So Amy is no longer with the show. So, but yes, I'm excited. I mean, everybody in this. The Wolves, it's obvious we get to see the Wolves. We're seeing a humongous amount of herds of the zombies, which is cool. Slicing of the – I don't know. I think it is the editing. I think Morgan – he's just got to bring him back. Because I love the fact, I told my wife when I first started watching this, I was like, the crazy Rick is back. And that's the Rick I like. Dictatorship. Rictatorship. That's what I like.
Rictatorship.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm glad, you know, and I think after, it looks like this trailer, and I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, that it looks like it's going to take place right after the season finale. Because it seemed like what's the old lady's name?
Deanna.
She's still looking at her husband's dead blood. So I cannot wait.
You know what I think made the trailer even more awesome than it already was the song that was playing at the end.
Yeah.
Because I love that artist. I don't know if you guys know who it is, but it's Hozier.
No, yeah. I've never heard of
him. Oh, my God. He's awesome. And that song is called Arsonist Lullaby. They played it in the originals once. But, oh, my God, I think that song made it even more badass than it already was.
So for you, that's it's a very well-packaged trailer to music, to everything. No, I agree.
Walking Dead picks very good music for their trailers.
See, I've never even noticed that.
Yeah. Well, you need to pick up on that, Mike.
That's a girl's job, okay? Guy's job, I just want zombies slicing. When Rick says, you can take this from Daryl, Michonne, I was like, oh, yeah. And then me.
Don't you know who you're talking to?
I just feel like going outside and shoot somebody right now or chop somebody's head off in the front yard or something.
I'm glad I'm not in Houston.
Nope, because you'd be the first one I would chop. That's so scale 1 to 10. Scale 1 to 10. Kristen, scale 1 to 10. This trailer, go.
I'll give it a 10. It was pretty badass.
Brianna?
9.
What the fuck?
I'll smack her.
Please smack her. Rancy?
10.
Jesus?
10.
10 for me, too. Brianna, you've been voted out. You're no longer going to recap the show. So, yeah, you're done. So, all right. So, we're done with and if you haven't checked it out, it's on the AMC YouTube channel, Comic-Con trailer, The Walking Dead Season 6. It's so awesome. And don't forget, I'm looking at here, season 6 premieres on Sunday, October 11th. And so check that out on YouTube. And now we're going to go to, I'm going to exit out of this, and we're going to watch the Comic-Con trailer for Fear the Walking Dead. And here it is. This is the official. Do y'all have that already ready or no?
Is it the 3-minute one?
3:08 is what I'm looking at on AMC.
Yes.
Sweet. Ladies over in Miami, are y'all good?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen this trailer yet, Jesus? Would this be your first time?
No, I've seen this one.
Is this everybody's first time or second?
This is my first time seeing it.
Oh, Brancy, you're first?
Yes.
Okay, Kristen, girls?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I think she said yeah.
I think Kristen's already started watching it. That's why she's not talking to us. Okay, so you two, let's watch the trailer now and come back. And if Kristen starts talking over our trailer, we're going to punch in her vagina. Here we go. Push play and now.
Hey, you ready?
You got 5 minutes.
Did I say come in? Jesus, Mom.
She's hot.
I just saved us $300.
Really? You fix it?
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
Dad, I don't want to come.
Well, it's my weekend. We're all building a family, okay? All of us.
Fine. Force me, Dad.
Morning, Maddie. A lot of kids out sick today. Thought you were another victim.
No, I got my flu shot.
All right, what is London trying to teach us here? London's trying to teach us how not to die. Now, what is man versus nature? Man may offer warmth. He may offer food. But nature always wins.
Your son is lucky. Witnesses said he ran into traffic.
He was high.
He was ranting.
What happened?
Everyone was dead. There was blood.
You think that's what you saw? It was a nightmare. Hallucinations.
Safer in numbers.
Safer from what?
They don't know if it's a virus or a microbe. They don't know, but it's spreading.
Anything?
Check this out. Someone leaked the footage.
What the hell?
Look at this. How they unload on him.
It's not real. I mean, can't be real. What the hell is happening?
Where are you?
I gotta go.
Excuse me, sir.
We're closed.
We need a place to write it out.
Daniel. What was that sound?
What do you see out there?
I don't know. It's like it's not real.
Where are you?
We're stuck.
Reality is far away from what's outside. All of us.
Just stay down!
This thing's getting worse.
When civilization ends, it ends fast.
Okay, okay. Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Hey, Seuss is back. Brancy's back. Who do we got? Kristen? I guess we'll just, do we just sit around and, or do we just talk about it and then we have her?
I don't know. I'm trying to add her.
So while you're doing that, I will say mine, and then we will go into you guys.
Okay.
For me, I would say, okay, this the Fear of the Walking Dead comes out August 23rd, so just around the corner. We're going to be recapping that. We're going to be talking about it. And so I'm looking at my notes here that I wrote down. I don't know about y'all, but just, okay, and when I first saw this trailer, this is the second time I watched this trailer. The first time I watched it, my wife and I watched it. My wife was like, she's not really sold on it. For me, maybe it's because I'm just so biased to The Walking Dead, but this one, it didn't grab me at all. Like, of course, what we just talked about, season 6 trailer. And maybe it's because we're 6 seasons in, maybe, perhaps. The zombies looked a little, I guess they're just not used to seeing all the buildings and like, I mean, because this is supposed to be like the beginning. This is where it all started, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess maybe I'm just so used to seeing everybody dirty and just sweaty and hot.
Well, there's no actual zombies yet.
Well, I mean, you saw some.
It's right when the epidemic starts. So they're kind of still in that transitional phase.
Maybe that's okay.
And I guess, you know, I'm a little bit more excited just because I pass by most of those locations almost daily.
That's right. It's filmed over there where you live, right?
Yeah, the other day when I went to the East Los High event, I passed by one of the shooting areas, and they were shooting.
Really?
By MacArthur Park.
Oh, well, then you need to be our eyes and go over there and do some videos and pictures, buddy.
I will.
Don't forget. I just text. I text Kristen. Kristen, are you there?
She says she is. I don't see her.
She says she is, but...
Is she still muted?
No, she's, like, not showing up at all.
Yeah, I just see you and Jesus. She wants us to call her.
Kristen?
Let me see. I'm going to try to call her and see what's up while we're doing that. Let's see what else I have in my notes here. I did like the song, Brancy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know I don't know who it is. But but that song... You're interrupting. That song was... but the song was definitely... It caught me... more than Kristen's song that was on The Walking Dead.
So,
but it fell. What else? I do like the cast. Recognize the cast in other shows. So I'm excited for that. I think there's some. I think some of the girls are gonna like it because there's some cute guys in it. I don't know who the girl and the daughter in the shower, but she's kind of cute too, right there, Brandy and Kristen. I think I like her. and what else? That's it. I mean, I'm not. You know, I'm just kind of like, I think that's my problem, is that I'm comparing it to The Walking Dead, which I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for it. And that one comes out August, so like I said, we're going to be recapping it too. Hey, Seuss, since you come from L.A. and it's around your area, what were your first thoughts?
My first thought, that opening shot of L.A., I know exactly where that's at, and it's right off of Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... I kind of recognized every single location. And I was like, I'm going there.
So you're extra excited just for the fact that it's filmed in right by your house.
Yeah, kind of the same way I was when True Detective Season 2 was announced, that it's going to be L.A. based.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else? I mean, what about anything else that's, you know?
I like the fact that it's kind of like, you know, the teacher guy is talking about how they're learning how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right when the epidemic starts, so it's kind of, you know, leading into needing to survive.
Yeah, you like all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I'm not sold on the zombies. All right. Are you cool? Are you done?
I'm good.
Okay. Brancy, this was your first time watching it.
Yes.
I'm curious to see.
It definitely struck me as more of like a movie trailer.
Agreed.
Like going into this and not knowing that it's supposed to be a spinoff, I never would have guessed that it was anything to do with The Walking Dead.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
It did feel like a movie.
So that, I guess that's my thing about it, is that it doesn't look, it doesn't feel like it exists in the same world, but I guess it is because we're getting that whole gap.
Right.
Well, I guess that should also be a good thing because we don't want the same show regurgitated just in another location.
See, now that's a good point right there. Because I don't want to watch Walking Dead 2.0.
Yeah.
What I've already seen. So I actually like that it's before, like right when the outbreak comes out, but from the trailer aspect, it didn't look like it exists in the same world as The Walking Dead. But maybe that'll change when you actually watch the show.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think there's a chance that, I mean, because this is the beginning of it, right? So, I mean, The Walking Dead, you know, as soon as Rick gets out, you know, the first episode, you know, he meets up with some zombies and it's already started, okay?
Yeah.
And this one here, do you think there's a chance, are you worried that it could start off and be like, wow, we only saw just like two zombies? Because, I mean, it is the beginning. So it's not going to be like a whole, we're not going to see a horde of zombies walking down the streets of L.A. yet. But I'm just, are y'all concerned that it might be like, where this is more, I mean, I know Jesus probably like it just for the fact that it's more story driven.
Well, to me, it could kind of be like what happened in Atlanta when it, you know, when the whole zombie thing started, just because it's a big city, you know, it's different from the little town that Rick was in.
Right.
You know, in The Walking Dead, we're in this all little towns away from cities, and now we're going to be put into the big city where I'm pretty sure it's going to be more frightening because there's going to be a lot more zombies and more people to just look out for.
Okay, I'm curious. Okay, I'm going to see what happens. Brancy, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually excited for it, but I don't know. We'll just have to see where it goes, I guess. I like that it's pre what we've seen on Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing like how it all unfolds and everything, so we'll
see. All right. Ladies in Miami.
Yes.
Who didn't pay your phone bill.
That's false. It's Uber sucks ass lately.
they are having a little problems, I agree with you, but enough of the pointing the finger. Let's talk about your thoughts. Was this your first time seeing it, Kristen?
No, we've seen it already.
So you saw it already. Okay, so your first thoughts?
I liked it. Like Brancy said, it looked like a movie, but I'm hoping it continues like that. And it's not just, you know, they put the badass scenes in the trailer and then we watch it and we're like, what the fuck is this?
Right. Or like that's all from the pilot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it keeps on because it's a little freaky because on The Walking Dead, it's like, yeah, Rick woke up and, you know, he was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. But for the most part, everybody already knew what was going on. So now seeing, and everyone's like, what the ish is that? Like, the kid woke up and saw the girl, like, feeding on someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she stood up. That shit was creepy. So I think I like that part of it because it's something new and they're trying to figure out what's going on. It's not just one person by himself.
What would be cool to me is that, leading up to more people getting infected, because we saw when Rick went to Atlanta and he was stuck underneath the tank, just a massive amount of zombies. It would be cool if, you know, by the end of the first season, we're seeing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we know how long of a gap it was between, like, when Rick woke up after he got shot?
Oh.
It's been so long, I don't even remember if you said that.
I'm with you.
I think it's only a month.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I remember a month. I don't know if it was 1 month or several, but
a lot of shit went down in a month, and damn.
Because, well,
watch in the comics.
No, well, it's not in the comics. Just in general, in the show, when you are kind of looking at when he gets shot and he wakes up in the hospital, they don't want any facial hair or anything, so they shave him. And, you know, from the time the epidemic started to the point where he woke up, he had, you know, facial hair. So it must have been some time.
True.
That is true, huh? Because he had a pretty rough face, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait, Brianna watched the trailer too, right? And she liked it, but she noticed something. And I noticed it too, but she brought it up, so she wants to tell you.
What's up, Brianna?
Have you guys seen the movie World War Z?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There's a part where it goes like, I don't know. It's like the exact same thing as it.
The part that they're in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when the motorcycle hits the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that too. Thing. Yeah. It's the same thing as World War Z.
And I was like, where the fuck is Brad Pitt then?
Oh, my gosh. So now, is Brianna, and are you saying how coincidental that's kind of cheap that y'all copied, or you're thinking that has something more of a symbol of something to come?
No, that's coincidental.
Just coincidental?
Yeah, I got mad.
Brianna got mad.
She's so critical, this one.
I know. She only points out one. What else did you think? It's okay. What did you not like about it? The motorcycle copying World War Z. Anything else to say? No, they copied. I was pissed. I'd be like, all right, Brianna, got it.
But you liked the trailer, right? Did you
yeah,
like it?
Yeah, it's like a movie. That's good.
It looked like a movie called World War Z.
Now, let me ask you a question. You guys, and maybe I'm asking too much of y'all because me, I'm biased a little bit. But, oh, you know, maybe the girls. Brianna, which one did you like better, The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Kristen?
I think The Walking Dead, but I think it's just because we know the characters.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see the new one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Branty?
Right. I would say the same. I would go with Walking Dead because, I mean, we've spent six or, I guess, five seasons with these people. So you're kind of invested.
Jesus is probably going to say Fear the Walking Dead.
No, I'm equally with both.
Right.
I mean, like you said, I do like more story-driven, and this does seem like it'd be more story-driven than action-driven.
That's why I think this one's going to be more characters in the beginning.
Yeah, more explanation.
You know, because I'm wondering if in season two, I mean, in season one, are we going to get a full blown out, like, holy crap, hordes and zombies everywhere in L.A.?
Or, I hope by the end of it we do.
Or is it going to be into season two that, you know, they've been running and hiding and running and hiding? Because, I mean, it has to be. I mean, by the trailer, it looks like people are getting sick. Kids are getting sick. People aren't going to school. People aren't going to work. And then it starts happening one by one. The city kind of goes in a little crazy. It looks like people are leaving.
Yeah.
And the cops are trying to contain it, not knowing what it is. And that's all we really see, just trying to survive a couple of nights, you know, from the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Brianna noticed, too, that it looks like it's harder to kill the zombies.
Yeah. Like, well, they don't die.
Well, I think
they don't know if they have to be shot in the head.
That is true, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't think they know yet. I think they're just more the fact that the dead is coming back to life and eating, you know. Almost like your typical, what was it, Night of the Living Dead, George Romero.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of the shock value for this show, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. So, all right. Well, I think, are we pretty much done?
I think so.
I think we got those two. Yeah. And we're going to be recapping Fear of the Walking Dead, which is coming out August 23rd. So that's just around the corner. So we'll be recapping that. Which, what is that day? That day, I'm assuming it's going to be a Sunday. And then we'll be doing a recap for that. And then I guess we'll watch that. And then I guess I'm assuming The Walking Dead will start right after that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Because if Daryl dies, Kristen's going to go ape shit.
I will raise hell if Daryl dies.
I think
dies.
Everyone will.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
But Fear of the Walking Dead is already set for two seasons, right?
I think, like, I did see something that's already for two seasons, right?
Yeah, season one's not even out yet, and they're ordered a season two.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well,
pretty confident in that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's
some good writing there.
But do you think there's people out there that are going, screw that, it's The Walking Dead? I wonder if there's people that are like, I love The Walking Dead cast. I can't fall in love with any other Walking Dead show cast member. Like watching that trailer, I didn't see a Rick, or I didn't see a Daryl, or a Michonne. You know, it's like, teacher.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like, do you really want another Rick? Or
well, watching, let me tell you, watching that trailer, The Fear of the Walking Dead, I'm like, oh, these fuckers are all going to die. That's how I look at it. Like, they're not going to last.
Let me put it to you this way. Look at True Detective. There is no Cole or Rust.
Oh my God! No, let's not even talk about True Detective because right now I'm about to punch my own nuts because that show is kind of like me and my wife watched the second episode, Jesus, of True Detective 2, and as soon as we ended it, and thank God what happened at the end of it happened, because I was already looking at my wife going, I already told my wife, I was like, True Detective 2 so far in the second episode can't even touch the first season of True Detective.
That's very true.
It's just, you know, my wife's like, is this about big business and the mob? Because if that's kind of boring. I mean, because the first one was all about, did you girls ever watch True Detective season one?
I started watching it.
And then you stopped?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why'd y'all stop?
High five, Francie.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't want to tell you.
If I would have known this, hey, Susan, we wouldn't have had these two on the call right now.
It's that it starts off so slow.
Oh, but it's so good.
Yeah. It's probably one of those ones that you have to get to, like, the fifth episode.
No. Like, what the fuck?
It's slow.
I feel like I'd have to rewatch it now. Like, I would have to go back and rewatch it. I don't know.
Y'all hurt my stomach. I feel like punching my own balls, tearing that.
I thought you already wanted to.
Well, now I am. I'm going to go to the bathroom and just, poof, my wife's going to be like, why are you punching your balls? And I'm going to be like, because Branson and Kristen are dum-dums.
And you love us anyway.
All right. Are we done?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, cool. So we're good. We'll be recapping these shows. So make sure you're following us on, let's see here. I believe we're going to be putting other shows. I don't know where we're going to put the shows. I know we're going to put them on Variety Radio Online, and I'll probably put them on mine too. I'm probably gonna put them on there too. So they're gonna be two spots. So, but as of right now, if you want to check out some of the past recap shows for The Walking Dead that we've done in the past, check out Variety Radio Online or the VRO.com. That's where you can go and check out all the shows, and then all our stuff, like all our social media, is on there too as well. Correct? I think it is.
Yes.
I think it is. Yeah. It should be. And if not, you can check out our blogs, our personal blogs. Jesus is over at thisfunctional.com. Kristen is at, what is it?
According to Kristen.
.com. Brianna is onetoughmofo.com. Brancy, you're the only one that doesn't have a blog yet, right?
Yeah.
I know. One day.
One day.
And I guess you can find all our stuff on there. But Brancy, since you don't have a blog, they can find you online where at?
VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. So don't forget the VRO.com right there, Variety Radio Online. Just search it. You can find it everywhere, and that's pretty much it. So like I said, we'll be coming back soon to do Fear of the Walking Dead, August 23rd. It comes on AMC. It's going to kick off on a Sunday night. I'm sure that we'll probably recap it, probably a Monday, I'm guessing.
Guess.
Evening, so it stays fresh. So, all right, Brianna, are you gonna be recapping with us?
Yes.
Sweet. Are you gonna have more than like five words to say?
Yes, because I will smack the shit out of her.
Jesus.
Very funny.
And see, Brancy and Jesus and Kristen wonder where she gets her attitude from. You know, it's all right.
She get it from her mama.
Brianna, I don't. Don't worry, I don't blame you. You're a child in a very awkward situation with Kristen around you.
What?
Taking you to New Kids on the Block concerts. I apologize.
It was Imagine Dragons this week.
I apologize, Brianna. If we were there, we would take you somewhere funner.
Whoa.
Like an old folks.
Funner isn't a word.
Like old folks bingo.
Whoa.
Funner is a word. When we talk, that's how it is. Y'all over here, that's how we do it. Jesus. I apologize for my friends' actions.
My goodness.
We're done. We'll be back. Everybody have a great night. And say goodbye, everybody.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you say deuces?
I did.
Gosh.